Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe joined the rest of Africa today in commemorating the formation of the Organization of African Unity, with Afrobarometer releasing a report indicating that most Africans want presidential term limits.
I think Africa Day, in calling it Africa Day, is absolutely a joke, because there is nothing to celebrate.
The interim leader of the MDC renewal team, Sekai Holland, who resigned her position on Saturday, has denied reports that she quit over infighting between Party Secretary General Tendai Biti and Treasurer Elton Mangoma.
A curator is a very temporary job. You don't become a curator for a long period. It's just as clear as that. The Guardian's counsel was only given a very limited time period.
And Deputy Higher Education Minister Godfrey Gandawa has moved in to reassure the nation that government will not allow universities to hike fees to meet the salary demands of lecturers.
We have been urging our universities to try and generate revenue through research projects that they can run to generate revenue, so that they can also contribute a portion of the salaries for employees, even operational costs.
As Zimbabwe joined the rest of Africa today in commemorating 52 years of the formation of the African Union, Pan-African research organization Afrobarometer released a report indicating that the majority of Africans support presidential term limits. The report says African leaders' efforts to extend their tenure runs contrary to citizens' wishes. According to the report, nearly 52,000 citizens of 34 countries interviewed said they support limiting presidential mandates to a maximum of 2 terms. Only Algerians want to give their presidents longer terms. Only 5 African countries observe Africa Day, celebrated on May 25th as a public holiday. Although there were no official gatherings today to mark the day in Zimbabwe, whose president is the current African Union and SADC chairman, there were some workshops in Bulawayo and Harare held to commemorate the day. Pan-Africanist Sabelo Svanda tells Studio 7 Africa Day is not worth celebrating because there's a lot that has to be done.
I think Africa Day, in calling it Africa Day, is absolutely a joke, because there is nothing to celebrate. We are told that we are celebrating the independence of the continent, because at its inception in 1963, on the 25th of May, when the Organization of African Unity was created, amongst the core issues and core objectives behind the creation of the OAU was the liberation of the continent. So by right, we should now be celebrating the fact that Africa is liberated, but it's not. That is why some of us are back to commemorating the day as Africa Liberation Day, as it was in the past, because it's an acknowledgement of the fact that Africa is not yet liberated. That's why we have to go back and talk the language of liberation. Otherwise, it means little or nothing. There is poverty all over the place. There are wars all over the place. People are landless. People don't have access to their natural resources. They don't have access to their mineral resources. And neocolonialism is still very much an issue that many Africans actually don't even want to talk about, because they know that a lot of our so-called leaders are still in the pay pocket of the colonialists.
That was Pan-Africanist Sabelo Svanda. He was speaking to Studio 7 on the line from Johannesburg, South Africa.